Time and Again by Jack Finney. In shirt sleeves, the way I generally worked, I sat sketching a bar of soap taped to an upper corner of my drawing board. The gold foil wrapper was carefully peeled back so that you could still read most of the brand name printed on it. I'd spoiled the wrappers of half a dozen bars before getting that effect. This was a new idea. The product, to be shown ready for what the accompanying copy called fragrant, lathery, lovelier you use, and I had the job of sketching it into half a dozen layouts, the bar of soap at a slightly different angle in each. It was exactly as boring as it sounds, and I stopped to look out the window down 12 stories at 54th Street and the little heads moving along the sidewalk. It was a sunny, sharply clear Friday in mid-November, and I'd have liked to be out in it. Then at 20 minutes till lunchtime, 5 hours till quitting time and the weekend, 10 months till vacation, 37 years till retirement. The phone rang.
Nan here to see you, Si.
It was Vera at the switchboard.
He has no appointment.
That's okay. He's my connection. I need a fix.
What you need can't be fixed.
She clicked off. I got up wondering who it was. An artist in an advertising agency doesn't usually have too many visitors. As I walked toward him,